No. Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola, Thursdays at 8:40.
Hello, Wendy lady.
Hi there, Darren.
So, 12th of December, we can legitimately say it's the...
Is it the 12th? Yes,
yeah,
it is.
The 12th. It's the...
Yes.
Let's grab our money early time of year for some companies, right?
Yes, so more like 15th, 16th. Most of us have debit order agreements with various companies, too many, come payday. Ding, 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 as all the money goes out, including banks, to pay credit card debt. And whether you signed a debit order mandate physically, old-fashioned way, or you did it over the phone, you would have had to consent to a certain date on which that company or bank can take your money from your account, right? That's
because
very central
to the
agreement.
Yeah, because taking our money whenever it suits them wouldn't be fair, right?
No, and it wouldn't, it would sometimes mean that there wouldn't be enough money for them to take, and then we'd have penalties and all the rest. So,
let me ask you that. How do the early December debits work? Because it's like you get a debit order date, but then December, it changes. Can they legally, unilaterally decide to take their money earlier than stipulated on all the other previous debit orders throughout the month?
Okay, it depends. It's never simple, these consumer matters. I took the issue up with FNB specifically this week because they were getting some heat on Twitter about early debits last week. And Kuben Gounden, who's the CEO of FNB Retail Collection, said, during the December period, authorized debit order instructions of select FNB customers are processed on the dates that their salaries are deposited.
Okay.
Customers authorize FNB to run their installment debit on their salary dates. I'm guessing what he means is that in the debit order mandate, it says that I authorize the bank to take this debit on the day I get paid or something like that. So that means there's some wriggle room there, because when salaries are paid early in December, then that entitles them to do that. So I think, I don't know when you last read any of your debit order mandates or listened to a call recording, but I don't know what agreement or specific agreement I've got with any particular company. I really don't. And I think everyone's in that situation. So Banking Services Ombud Rihanna Steyn said that if a bank unilaterally chooses to debit a customer's account on a date other than that agreed to, it is a breach.
Oh.
But she said, yes, so it depends what's in your mandate. But she said some banks do make provision in their contracts for a change in debit order date, such as when a certain debit on a particular month, the 25th, say, is a Sunday. So they might be authorized to then take it on the Monday or the Friday or whatever.
Okay.
And then some banks and companies do send you an SMS and say, we'd like to process this order early. Are you okay with it, kind of thing, which is fine. Because obviously what they're trying to do is... That from bitter experience, I imagine, because people get paid on the 15th, by the 25th or 26th. In some cases, there's no money left for the debit order. So there is that.
So these institutions, they've given themselves an out, and we've signed that. So there's no legal problem.
There's no legal problem if what we've signed gives them the right to do it. But here's an interesting thing that I did not know. I went to the Payments Association of South Africa to ask them about this. And they said there is a template for debit order authorities in the Clearing Rules Appendix B, whatever that is. And it goes like this. We agree that the first payment instruction will be issued and delivered on whatever date. And therefore, regularly, according to the agreement, except for payment instructions due in December, which may be debited against my current account. So they've actually got a special December deal, and it's a legal debit order thing. I would imagine in newer debit order things, you would sign that. So if you've signed that, you can't squeal. If you didn't make a special arrangement for December in your debit order mandate, and you aren't going to have your money on the 15th, and them taking your money is going to mean you're going to have unmet fees and penalties and whatever, then you're within your right to say, hey, you have no authorization, give me my money back right now. And if it happens to anyone, you're welcome to email me and let me know, because we don't want that happening to us at this time of year, especially.
Just personally, in my case, it's a bit of a blessing in disguise, because I'm used to sort of like, you get paid, debit orders go off, and then you have an idea of how much disposable cash you have.
Yeah,
your debit orders don't go go off after the first, you're like, wow, I got a lot more money than I thought. And it's holiday time. You start eating out a bit more, going out, spending a bit more. And then when your debit orders come off, you go, oh my God, I'm going to be homeless. So
true, we do want them to be come off quickly so we know what we have left.
All right. So that was Watch Out. What's coming up in Shop Talk?
It's a story about paper versus plastic. Okay. And something that's trialing in KZN that I thought was worth talking about. So coming up.
All right. Shop Talk coming up.
Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola, Thursdays at 8:40.
It's so funny you should be talking about this now, Wendy, because you know what happens after the heavy rains and then comes down Umgeni and
mostly plastic and polystyrene.
Yeah, so you don't need to bring a surfboard to Durban Beach Run right now. All the plastic's already there, and it's very, very sad. And every year the debate goes on about how we fix this problem.
And it does bring into very sharp focus the issue with single-use plastics. Mm. It's not all plastic. I'm a bit concerned that this wave, excuse the pun, of anti-plastic sentiment is kind of throwing the baby out of the bathwater, because there's a lot of plastic is still, you know, a really, really useful, functional value add to society if it's used properly, if it's not single use, if it's reused, and if it's recycled. But we're not getting that right. So yes, it's the stuff that gets used once and lands up in our oceans or doing hideous harm there eventually, and also clogging our landfills where it has no place to be when it can be recycled or not bought in the first place. So the supermarkets have got something right with the plastic carrier bags that they are producing. They were telling us that they were recyclable, but they actually weren't because there were chalk fillers in there. They've got that right. But there's still too many people buying plastic bags every time they go to the shops and in many cases not reusing them and not making sure they're recycled, right? So Woolies in particular, and all the supermarkets have their own strategies around this, but Woolies is on a mission to phase out single-use plastic shopping bags by next year, which is pretty ambitious if you think about it. And yesterday they announced the second phase of its trial. The first phase was in Cape Town. Second phase of its trial is in KZN to introduce specially designed paper bags for its fashion, beauty and homeware prices. Not the food bags, because the wettish stuff, the cold chain stuff makes a mess of the paper and it's just not practical. But these bags, they're made out of 100% recycled paper, recovered from used cardboard and cardboard boxes, which is sent back to the mill by Woolworths, which is fantastic, because what we're all trying to get to is a closed loop where you just keep recycling, whether it's cardboard, paper or plastic, right? So these bags, these brown paper bags are fully recyclable, but they're pretty strong and thick, so they're designed to be used many times before that.
Wendy, I need this stuff in my life. I have so many bags at home, but when I wake up and I leave home in the morning, I don't know that I'm going to go shopping. I don't. And I always forget to take my bag and the boots and put it under my arm. I'm not that person. So I need the retailer.
Men don't have handbags. No. I've got like 3 or 4 reusable bags in my handbag.
It doesn't
fit
in the back pocket of my jean pant. You know what I mean?
You can't do it.
No. So which of these KZN stores have got these paper bags on trial?
So it's trialing a little bit of a drive from the ECR studio. Trialing at the Midlands Mall branch of Woolies. So it's just for so if you go there, they're free of charge. They replace the plastic. If you buy anything that's not food from that Woolies, you get it in this sturdy brown bag. It does coincide with the opening this week of a new Wildlands recycling village at Midlands Mall. It's the fourth Woolies sponsored one in KZN, and it's aimed to increase recycling rates, because you're going to the centre anyway. So take your recyclables, all forms of recyclables, from glass to plastic to cardboard, etc. Polystyrene. The centres are clean. They're highly organised. I visited one earlier this year. They're staffed with people who are trained to help people show them where they must pop their various recyclables into which bin. So there's a whole educational thing as well. They're pleasant to visit. It's a really lovely initiative. I'd love to hear what other supermarkets groups are doing in terms of actively supporting recycling efforts, because they have a huge role to play. And just one last thing, please, if you're buying Christmas wrapping, please don't buy the stuff with metallic shiny bits in it, because they cannot be recycled. It's all going to land up in landfill. And we want to reduce that. So if you're going to buy, I love doing just plain brown paper and decorating and whatever. But that metallic stuff, it really, you see it It cannot be recycled.
Yeah.
So we in 2019 now, we really should all be mindful about the stuff we're buying and what happens to it afterwards. You know, recycling is my thing. Yeah. So, yeah, no metallic paper, please.
Oh, does that wrap us up for Consumer Watch for the year?
Good one. This isn't our last one, isn't it, next year? But, like, good pun. Like it.
All right.
Yeah. Well,
I'm speaking to you next week.
Yes, if you're there.
I'm here. All right, okay, so we'll speak to you next week. Thank you, Wendy.
Right,
if you want to get a hold of Wendy for any consumer issues, go to her Facebook. There is the mail option there. It's Wendy Nola Consumer.